Hey, welcome to the Mead House. Jeff here.
Chris here.
Chris, how's it going?
It's going good. It's finally cooling down in this
yes.
rampant summer we've had. I mean, I'm not saying it's cool by any means, but it's better than it was.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'll take mid to low 80s any day of the week.
Oh, this is,
I mean, I was sitting out on my back porch yesterday, like shorts and sandals, kind of just sitting and drinking and whiling away the evening. And I came in and went, my legs are cold. It was in the 60s at one point.
But it's, yeah, it's, the morning's been really cool, and I love it. I mean, I am not built for hot. I'm just not. Well, anyway, so first thing is first, thanks for all our listeners out there.
Yes, thank you guys. I mean, I get to see our metrics week after week when I do our sign-ins and post the episode and all the little, the fiddly bits behind the scenes that you guys are for a benefit to. And, you know, we're steadily climbing in views. It's, you know, we're still not Joe Rogan. I don't think we're going to be.
That's never been a goal.
Yeah, no,
it's never been my goal.
But hey, it's lovely to see that we're reaching more and more people every week. And, you know, hopefully you guys are tuning in, getting interesting stuff. I mean, last week we had a little bit of a weird topic with that microbiome thing.
Yeah, but, that was bizarre. But,
I hope that's useful to people.
And, actually, I told my son Rowan about it. He going, we can. I'm saying, oh, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. You know,
it's kind of like the opposite of that Pandora's box. You know, instead of, oh yeah, no, you just, you know, let him into that whole world.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And despite all his faults, and he doesn't have a lot except the fact he's isolational, but he is very strong to science. He loves mm-hmm. science, and that's right up his alley.
Well, and this is such a yeast as a topic for microbiology. They're fun, and they're like resilient little bastards. They are a lot like easier to culture and not die off than, you know, bacteria specific stuff, or you know, the other types of fungi, like the mycelium for mushrooms and stuff like that. So I mean, yeah, no, it's this is an accessible and kind of like easy to get whatever results you're looking for, whether it's just microscopy slides or, you know, little cultures and things like that. You know,
it's fun.
It's an inroad.
And it was new ground for me, and I enjoyed the heck out of it. Anyway, so, but also I need to thank Box and Barleycorn.
Yes.
Their continued support is much appreciated. Jake and the family there, they're doing great work, and they actually had enough interesting things in their shop that my son wanted to do it too. So that's kind of a chore at times. we're really glad to have them there. So thank you for them.
Yeah, just dropped in yesterday and said hello, was looking around and picking up some, you know, you got to get more packs of yeast
always.
All the time.
If you don't, not getting yeast, what are you doing there?
Yeah, exactly. And just looking around, they had they're pushing cider hard right now. And
it's a fall thing.
It's a fall thing.
And we're going to talk about that some in the near future because it's coming right at us.
Yeah, we need to talk about fall stuff soon because it's such a fun time to do flavor experiments. It's just so weird. But they had I think it was like a strawberry pear from, is it Mango Jacks or something like that? I've been sleeping on this guy for a while, but he does like cider kits along with the Cider House, and he does a mead yeast that I've seen a number of times. I kind of went, okay, fine. I'm going to get the mead yeast. And Sheila tried the cider and really liked it.
Oh, cool.
And so I might be getting a cider pack from them too, and seeing what I can do with that. And just, hey, it's if it's good, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, and I like good cider. So, and if you ever consider, go online and get your first starter kit or get what you need from a Box of Barleycorn. Do not forget to put in your code, MHP10. Yes, I mean,
10% off your order. Their prices are already competitive.
Yeah, this will give you an extra 10% off.
So. Yeah, and lets them know that, hey, you know, you're listening to the show, you're getting value out of it, and that's, hey, everybody wins.
So today, we talked a while back about there was a Mountain Dew mead that was made.
Yes.
And I didn't like it because they used actual Mountain Dew, which has a lot of preservatives, chemicals, sulfites, whole mess of other things in there.
Right.
You really have no need to fight.
Yeah, it feels like the
I think I'd use the term swimming uphill.
right. We're fighting something that is ridiculously highly processed, and there's so much going into it that is, I almost feel like some of those ingredients are fighting with each other. Like they put more, XYZ in there to hide the taste of the benzoate or whatever, kind of process. Like
So the other
caffeine, exactly.
caffeine, and actually, if you want caffeine, you can put it at the end.
Yes, but caffeine has a better taste to it. And so
Exactly.
that's why they make it as sweet and as citrusy as they do. Because, I mean, have you guys not noticed that, like, the Surge and Mountain Dew and Red Bull and all
And
these,
coffee.
well, coffee is beside the point, but
But they're all
all
bitter.
what they, a lot of these are using citrus as the base to hide the bitter because it's so freaking acidic. It's a flavor balance thing. That's all it is. But yeah, no, coffee is bitter by nature. Caffeine itself is a bitter compound. You add,
Tea is bitter by nature, a little bit at least.
yeah, it's not as bitter as coffee, but it's also not as potent as coffee.
Yeah.
And this is the nature of the beast. We accept this, and I am a guy that drinks black coffee. I don't mind the bitterness, but the chemical composition of this to make it palatable to the average consumer, they have pushed hard on the citrus for that
Exactly.
reason. For that reason. So anyway,
The point is, Jeff and I did a little bit of research. And we found that there's a way we can do this by simply taking the flavors of
right.
and making it from base up to make your own mead that has a Mountain Dew flavor. And we don't have to fight the bentonite and the preservatives. And if you want it carbonated, carbonate at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. You could. I forget like what we're looking for as far as a ABV on this guy, but we'll we could.
We
Well,
can toy with it.
yeah.
Look,
Hey, meet of the day.
meat of the day.
Let's before we get into making drinks, let's get some in our
Enjoy one that's been made.
glass here. So this is blueberry mead from Apgar Meadery, and this is 14%. It contains sulfites,
Of
and
course,
that's about all the
it
information.
says meat in double bottle. Okay.
This is one of my older bottles from their blueberry, and it is a
It get
little,
darker?
well, it's a little brown. This is,
It's almost opaque brown. It's got a dark amber in there.
So that's when things go from red to brown, that's oxidization.
Okay.
That is, we might expect some sherry flavors here.
Okay.
So it still has a nice.
The fruit flavor smells still there. It's not bad. Not a lot of oxidation.
No, it's not sweet, heavily sweet. It's got a kind of an off dry flavor to me. That might be the blueberry is more heavy on the tannin than like the sweetness or the.
Okay, well, I'll be honest with you. I know is it drinkable? Yeah, I like it. I like wanting to drink it. Is it really high on my list of it preferred? Not really. It's kind of a little bit harsh in the back of the mouth.
Well, and this might have been from early in my subscription from these guys. They have since changed. We're looking at the ones with the shield, the Viking shield on it,
Yeah.
which is, I think, their older sticker
Okay, so
design.
it's
So
been you've had this for a while.
I might have been sitting on this for a couple of years.
Okay.
So
Well,
this might have been
again,
better at bottling.
drinkable, but not my favorite.
Right. I mean, I will still
Oh,
top
no.
myself up.
Don't be shy here. As we fill up our glass even more. But you said you have another one from Oppenheimer. We will try that in a future episode. You
Yeah,
just recently got.
so I got a another bottle of their blueberry in my quarterly subscription box, and then I got an interesting one that I'm not sure if we'll talk about for
All flavor.
the fall flavors episode we were talking
Okay.
about maybe next week or the week after, but it's an interesting flavor one. I think it's like I'm blanking on what it is right now, man.
That's okay.
I've only had a little sip here.
No. Well, a long night last night? Maybe a little bit.
I might have overslept. Didn't
No shame, man. I
see.
mean, oversleep if you can. That sounds awesome every once in a while.
It's my birthday weekend, so I've
Oh.
been kind of like,
Yeah, and I
okay.
did forget to say happy birthday when I got here.
Oh.
I said it online earlier, but happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, no, I've been kind of relaxing and letting things slide. So I think I, in that spirit, my alarm went off and I wouldn't know.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway.
Soda meats.
Yeah.
And if you could look online, you can find syrup recipes for a lot of sodas.
Sure. I mean,
Sprite. I don't recommend Sprite as per se. If you want to make a lemon lime mead, do it with a lemon or lime syrup. I mean, you don't have to, don't imitate Sprite because that's pretty mild.
Well, and it occurs to me that there are all kinds of like this idea of making your own carbonated drinks even is kind of it's something that has its own little niche hobby space too, like the soda streams and
The ninja, so I've
right,
that one.
exactly, yeah. So
It's if you want to, and actually, if you want to carbonate your mead, get a soda stream. It's not that hard.
No, essentially it is doing exactly the same thing we were talking about with a keg and the forced carbonation part we were talking about before. It's just a lot smaller form factor that, we're talking about a single bottle at a time instead of like 5 gallons or a gallon or whatever, the volume like you're talking about in the first place.
Okay, so yeah, and you can adjust to what you want. I mean, actually, I recently made started making what was it, elderflower seltzer water. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, and if you're looking for something bigger than a small soda stream bottle, but not as big as a keg, I don't know if we talked about it when we talked about it in the kegging thing, but there are also these things that my former co-host Ryan introduced me to called carb caps. And I think they sold them at Bacchus at one point. They might still have
Little
them.
tablets.
No. It is a it's a little stainless steel nozzle that hooks onto
Top of the
The ball lock for a keg,
bottle.
except it's sized to fit a 2 liter bottle.
Okay.
So you replace the cap of the 2 liter bottle with this stainless steel cap. You hook that to your air regulator for your keg, and then you say, okay, 20 PSI, boom. Set that in the fridge or freezer.
And you've got it carbonated, whatever.
Yeah, in a day or two.
Okay, that's awesome.
I've used those before, and those are for a small form factor. If all you're looking for is a 2 liter, like if you've got a gallon, you can split that between 2 2 liters and have a little space left over for headspace. Of course,
Okay.
works great.
Okay, so but there are a couple of them. And the one I wanted to start with was Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is basically a citrus drink.
Sure.
So looking online, I found a syrup recipe to make Mountain Dew. And it's a little involved. You're going to use the oleosacrum method.
For what is oleosacrum for those of us that aren't kind of cocktail enthusiasts?
Okay, so oleosacrum, good question, is you're taking something. You're taking like a fruit or a herb or something that has oils in it.
Right.
Like the skin of your orange, your lemon. And all it has oils in the zest.
Yeah, and I've seen like in some of those cocktail videos, the guys will squeeze that zest or the peel, and that expresses some of
And
that
you can
oil.
pop a balloon with it. It's kind of a cool experiment for kids. Now, that is the oil you're looking for. And what you do is you put, and when you zest, and I'll tell you right now, you're gonna need oranges, lemons, and limes.
Okay. Yeah, we're
You'll
citrus
need
fruit.
three oranges, two lemons, and one lime. This is just for a base, just for making the soda.
Okay.
I think you need to multiply by four to make a gallon of the mead.
All right.
You're going to carefully peel the zest off the outside of all of this fruit. Do not get the white pith below it. That is bitterant.
Okay.
It's going to mess with it. You're going to put it in a large jar and fill that jar with sugar,
Okay.
plain white sugar.
So that's the sacrum in the
That's the
oleosacrum.
sacrum of the oleosacrum. And you're going to shake it up, make sure all that zest is, and you can put a little the peel in, your zest in, put sugar in, zest, sugar, until you get all completely covered, shake it up real good, put it on the shelf, and leave it for a couple of days. And you're going to see it start making a syrup. It's going to pull all the oils out and saturate the sugar, and you have syrup. That's your first step. Once you've gotten the zest off and you're starting this process, juice your fruit. Yeah, put it aside, and put it in the fridge, put it aside because you're going to need that too. We're getting as much of the flavor of these. The citrus, the oranges, lemons, and limes, out as you can.
Makes sense.
Now, a base recipe is a half cup of sugar, 2 to 3 oranges, 2 lemons, 2 limes.
Okay.
It doesn't make very much, maybe a cup or so.
Sure.
A little less than a cup. But if you want to turn it into a soda, simply put that, put a tablespoon and a half, a teaspoon and a half into a cup, soda water, done. Then you have a Mountain Dew.
Okay. I mean, this doesn't sound that hard.
It's not
more,
hard.
More time consuming than anything. And hey, mead making.
Yeah, mead making. I mean, if you're impatient, you're not making mead anyway, so. But I will tell you, the longer you leave the oleosacrum mixture together, the sugar and zest mixture together, the more it's going to pull out. And you'll actually lose color in the zest.
Yeah. I've seen, like, you get almost, it looks like it's been, like, dried and desiccated from all the, because sugar is naturally hydrophilic. It will pull water out of things.
Yeah. And what you're giving it is oil to pull out, not water.
Right.
And that's exactly what you want.
We'll still do that.
Yeah.
We'll do that just fine.
Yeah. We'll do just fine. Now, the great thing about this is when you're happy, it's this way. Recipe I've seen, it said 2 hours. I've seen 2 days. When you're happy with the level of desiccation that's caused your zest, when you pulled all the oil you want out of it, strain it. Get a strainer.
Yeah.
Strain out. Now, here's where the fruit juice comes in really handy. Once you've strained the syrup from the peels, wash it with your fruit juice. Get all that sugar off there. Wash out your glass with the juice. Put that in there. Now you have what it takes to make a Mountain Dew. Now, if you have 4 times as much of this syrup, you have enough to make mead.
Well, here is my thought.
Okay.
Looking at this, the recipe you've come up with here. As I remember when I was first getting into mead, there were a few guys on a few Facebook forums that are like, hey, honey's really expensive. Instead of using all honey, let's like use 1/4 honey for the flavor and 3/4 table sugar for the booze content.
What's your idea here?
And I was of a camp of people that were, I don't want to say hating on them, but of the opinion that, hey, no, that's a sugar wash. That's not a mead.
Fair. I'm in the same camp.
Don't trust people that put sugar in their mead.
Hell.
But you know what else is extremely hydrophilic?
Honey.
Exactly. What if we use honey instead of the sugar for this oleosacrum process? It's already a liquid state, hopefully, unless it's been crystallized.
Yeah.
Let's not get into pandics here.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I have bought crystallized honey.
Yeah.
Heated up.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. No, natural honey will crystallize. It's just a nature of the beast. But yeah, no, the idea of like, hey, let's substitute this, what is it, half a cup of sugar?
Yeah.
Let's put that, half a cup of honey, because we're going to add honey to this anyway. It's a mead.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just infuse our honey with the citrus. Let that pull the good oils and juices out of it.
In my own mind right now, I'm thinking that might take a little longer. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
It might. I mean,
but patience is patience. But if you do this, I think since the honey is a thicker medium than the sugar, per se.
Well, the other thing that I'm seeing is potentially disadvantageous is how you're going to do the zesting part. Because I have 2 ways of doing that. Mm-hmm. I have the little microplaner, which makes basically like a wet, mushy dust.
Yeah.
And then I have like the standard vegetable peeler where you have to be more careful so you don't get.
And I have both those as well, yes.
But if you're doing like the vegetable peeler long kind of strands or threads or whatever, I think that's fine for honey.
Yeah.
If you get the microplaner, like, sticky wet dust.
Yeah.
That's going to be gross. And you're going to see that settle in the bottom of your detritus layer on secondary and primary, and you're probably going to have to fine it or filter it or something.
Yeah.
Just to keep that from ending up in your glass.
And also, I think if you're using the honey as your desiccant, well, your sacrum.
Yeah. Extractant.
Extractant. Thank you. There's an excellent word for it. Thank you. as your extractant, you might want to put a little more of the zest in there because you're fighting a very strong honey taste at that point.
That's true. And, like we've talked about for kind of estimating stuff, Have
Now,
you?
mind you guys, we haven't done this, but I'm going to twist Jeff's arm so we do this.
Yeah, this is coming up as an experiment. Either this or the other soda we'll talk about here in a little bit. We're gonna make one of these for sure, and
Or
we're gonna
both.
report.
It's going to happen.
Well, we need to put our money where our mouth is here for sure.
And also, we want to do it with you, or at least before you do, so we can show, yeah, it can be done. But we're willing to go through the experimentation process to do it.
Yeah, and we can make a better Mountain Dew mead than using Mountain Dew for the mead.
Now, the advantage is we have none of the preservatives, none of the stabilizers, none of the chemicals, anything
Right.
to start with. So it's just we're just making mead straight out. And I appreciate that because I have better control that way.
The only disadvantage to my mind, as the way I see it, is that we don't have a multi-million dollar staff of people doing taste testing and really refining this down to the absolute best level of citrus versus caffeine versus. I'm totally teasing here.
Yeah, well, be honest with you, I wouldn't add caffeine to meat anyway. I don't want to be really, really stimulated and drunk. That's just me. That's just me.
I'm not in my 20s going clubbing anymore. That's not a
No,
that that's Friday night's fun, Saturday morning.
not so much. But anyway, but that's what we're going to use for our base. Now, put it if you're listening to us right now, put it in the comments. If you'd like us to do a video on this, because we can absolutely do that.
Yeah, I mean, or we could probably swing either a video or a live stream, or turn a live stream into a video. I mean, what is interesting for you guys for engagement stuff?
Yeah, what do you want to see?
Let
If
us
you want to
know.
see us actually do a gallon of meat or a 5 gallon meat or whatever, it's just scale at that point. But what do you want to see us do? Because we are more than happy to do it. But I want you to know if you want us to show you visually making a Mountain Dew mead. And we're going to do it either way, but do you want to see it?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, if we can get that together for you guys, that'd be fantastic.
I just got recently got a fantastic ring light we can use. It's 6 feet tall. It stands at 6 feet tall. And my
Oh, the
wife,
stand. I
the
was like,
stand goes up 6 feet tall.
why would you need a 6 foot wide ring light?
For that's a ring I can actually jump through, Jeff.
Oh,
But anyway, so the next one I was going to talk about is another one that's been going around that I've saw recently was Dr. Pepper. Now, Dr. Pepper purports 23 flavors.
and Dr. Pepper is a complicated flavor, so
I'm not
okay.
arguing, and it is absolutely proprietary. It's a big industry kept secret. If you think you know the recipe, awesome. I don't want it. I'll be blunt. What I want is the flavor of. But also, what's flavor? Are they calling the corn syrup a flavor? Are they calling the preservatives a flavor?
It's the fact that it's carbonated the flavor.
Is it, yeah, it, there are 23 flavors. That's kind of ambiguous to me. Again, doing an internet search, I actually found one, count them, one recipe to make your own Dr. Pepper syrup. And I looked for 3 days. I found dirty Dr. Pepper. I found using Dr. Pepper to make Dr. Pepper. But I did not find a recipe except for this one lady called SoCo Kitchen on TikTok. It's the only one I found that was just starting from base and
And
building.
there is no way in for love or money that we are the first people looking for. Well, hey, what are the flavors of Dr. Pepper? You know why? Because Mr. Pibb and the generic Dr. Thunder and whatever the Shasta soda company's Dr.
Yeah.
Pepper knockoff. There are other
Or
people.
Poppy's Dr. Pop, which
Exactly.
I don't get me wrong, I love Poppy for the most part. Not that one. That one was horrible. I ranked her up with their root beer. It smelled divine. Tasted like butt.
This is the risk you take when you're making, small batch soda.
Yeah, exactly. But and they say they're coming out with another root beer one now. I'll try it, but I'm not hopeful at this moment. Anyway, but I found this one Dr. Pepper recipe, and I saw several videos of people trying the recipe and saying, yeah, it tastes pretty much like Dr. Pepper. So I'm going to run with it.
Okay.
Again, this is something I'm going to have to do myself. I mean, I don't know the influence world yet. Oh, and you're in your mind, back of your mind, say, oh God, this tastes horrible. Why did you say that? And on the front of your head, you're going, yeah, this is just like it. I don't know how that works. What I'm going to tell you is this is what I found.
That reminds me of a. Have you ever seen Last Week Tonight with John Oliver?
Yes.
He was talking to the one of the people involved with the a, anyway, he was talking about somebody involved with the Health and Human Service Department, and she was on a podcast or something, and she's like, "Oh yeah, we're having liver smoothie," and she takes it a demonstrative drink, and she cannot hide the facial expression of liver smoothie, and goes, "That's great."
Okay, they didn't do that in the videos I saw. However, does this taste just like hot pepper? Probably not. Is it close? Probably so.
Close is good enough. If there are legit 23 distinct flavors, and again, like we talk about competition stuff, hey, list your flavors. If you can't pick it out individually, maybe don't list it. Dr. Pepper is complicated enough that no, we're not getting exactly whatever every little thing is, but.
And I'll be honest, when I looked up, with the flavors of Dr. Pepper, this was part of my search. My AI decided to jump in, and I'm not a really big fan of AI. I think I mentioned that before. One of the things they listed was tomato. Tomato. I don't want tomatoes in my Dr. Pepper. I'm not a big Dr. Pepper fan generally, but I don't think my children would like tomato with Dr. Pepper, and they like Dr. Pepper.
Although, could we make a tomato meat good?
Another challenge.
Bet we could.
Tomato is a lot more versatile than people give it credit for.
It really is. I mean,
I think we could do something. Well, then let's just one other time.
This is, I think this is a hey, next summer meads, we need to do homegrown tomato meat.
Oh yeah.
There we go. There we go.
I've got a metric ton of tomatoes in my house right now. Oh, anyway, so first thing she did was she took a cup of coconut sugar. If you've never had coconut syrup sugar, it's delightful.
Okay.
It's very mild. It's got a nice nutty flavor.
Is this just something we can buy at the supermarket?
Absolutely. I've
Okay.
seen it in several
Okay.
places. I've seen it at several Price Shoppers. I've seen it at smaller grocery stores.
Nice.
You
Okay.
can get coconut sugar. If you can't get it, at your local one, the big box online thing is a thing, and you definitely can get it there. I've got it there.
I was going to say, we could just go to Whole Paycheck, but that's also owned by the same guy that owns Big Box, so
Yeah, so anyway, so you're going to take that and put it in a pan, and you're going to stir it around it with a medium heat until it gets sticky.
Okay.
Because culinarily speaking, sugar is a liquid.
Yeah.
Because it will not stay dry when you add heat. It will turn into a dough, a sugary dough.
Yeah.
And then after that, you add water, a 1/2 cup of water, and 2 to 3 cinnamon sticks.
Okay.
In her recipe, she said 2. On her video, she showed 3. So,
Measure with your heart, not your hand.
yeah, why not? That's why I treat all recipes that say garlic.
Okay.
Anyway, then you're going to add, and she says a half piece of lemon, lime, and orange peel.
Okay.
I would peel off 1/4 of each of these things and throw it in the pot of the whole fruit. 1/4 of the fruit, maybe a little more, maybe a third. Because the pieces she used were not a half inch big, and you're going to need those flavors in there. And you're going to simmer this with a half teaspoon of nutmeg, clove, cardamom, ginger, and star aniseed powdered.
Powered.
All powdered.
Okay.
Then you're going to add additional fresh ginger. And I understand why. If you've ever had fresh ginger,
It's different than preserved or
it's
peppered.
dead different than powdered
Yeah.
ginger. There's something different about it that you lose when you dry it. Then you're going to add a teaspoon of peppercorns, black peppercorns.
Okay.
That one surprised me.
No.
But no, the taste, yeah, I say, oh yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And then 1 cup of cherries. Now here's where she lost me a little bit in her recipe. She had these big, juicy red cherries, like the size of Bing cherries, but they're redder, not as dark. She pitted them and put them in the pot and simmered them, which is fine. But she forgot to tell me what kind they were. I don't know what to tell you other than make sure it has a nice cherry flavor you enjoy at this point. I'm probably going to use Bing or Rainier
Okay, yeah.
is what I'm probably going to use. And then you're going to 1 teaspoon of bitters. This is another point I didn't like. I can think of off the top of my head 3 kinds of bitters.
Oh, yeah.
And what I want you to use is the basic brown wrapper, bar bitters they use. It has a brown wrapper around it. It's just basic bitters, not flavored, not just the
The
bitters.
one where the wrapper is like oversized to the bottle. We
Yes.
know the brand we're talking about.
Yes. That's the one I want you to use because that is the base bitters.
Well, and we're talking about specificity here, and I've had the same thought in my head that I just didn't want to interrupt. Like, we mentioned cardamom, okay, green or black. We mentioned again ginger. So, and then fresh ginger, is that, are we talking like dry ginger? Or are we talking powdered ginger? Like,
The fresh ginger, I want you to have the ginger root, peel it, put chunks in
yes,
there.
but for the other part of ginger, the first part with like the, well, ground. Okay, so powder, I guess.
It's ground powder.
It feels like there could be more specificity here.
Yeah, I get it. But again, she's making a Dr. Pepper soda. We're making a Dr. Pepper mead. So you're going to have to play with it one way or the other.
Fair. This
Okay.
is just a jumping off point. This
This is
is
your
not
jumping off point. This is 4 days of my research, guy, and that's all I got for you. And I dove deep, and everything else is on the side burner. My wife says, "Do you want to go out and get something to eat?" I said, "No, I'm busy." And she brought me back food. So,
But that was very nice of her. I would have smacked you.
yeah, well, my wife is used to my eccentricities. So,
There is that.
but and the last two ingredients are a teaspoon each of vanilla and almond extract. Now, I don't taste almond or vanilla in Dr. Pepper, but I'm not going to say they're not there. And when you get this all simmered together for 5 to 10 minutes, or until it starts to thicken, strain it, and you stir in. Oh, I'm sorry. The vanilla and almond extract you put in after you strain it. I apologize. I did not remember. I've been trying to get a lot in my head all
Well, and
today.
if those are alcohol bases, that makes sense. You're going to drive off a lot of that content if you're simmering it, so.
And then you strain into a jar, put it in your refrigerator. It stores well, but then you take one part of the syrup, three parts seltzer water, Dr. Pepper, or put this in with honey, and you'll need about four times as much. Again, you're not going to get a whole lot out of this, but you can do about four times as much. Put it in a gallon jug with your spring water, with your honey, start your mead. How much you need? Haven't done it yet. This is the other one I'm going to do with Jeff, and I will twist his arm, and we will do this. And if you want to see it on a video, let us know. Because I am more than willing to show you what we do, because are we the gods of meat? God, no. Are we experts? Not really.
No.
No.
This is, we are flat out saying right up front, this is a learning experience for both of us. Come along and,
Learn with us.
hear about our successes and our failures.
And believe me, when that back of the back of the head thing, oh, this is horrible, you'll see it in the front of our face.
Oh, yeah.
Flat out.
Yeah.
Because we want to make good mead, and we want you to know that we've failed, because we do it a lot. I mean, I have tried for a pumpkin mead four times so far, not got it yet.
I just don't like pumpkin that much.
Well, you're not going to try it, but I do like pumpkin. I'd love to try it. I mean, right now my wife says, "Why don't you just make a pumpkin spice mead?" And I looked at my wife that I love dearly. I've married her for 30 years and said, "Blasphemer." So, she throws her hands up, walks up to her room to look at her phone, whatever. But so I want a pumpkin meat, damn it. So anyway, but that is a Dr. Pepper syrup recipe. And I'm going to ask Jeff to post these for me on our page.
Give me the links or the amounts or whatever we can.
I'll get those to you later on.
I will. We will have the data in the one way or the other. Look in the doobly-doo of the show notes, and we will have that
And I want you to have
available
access
to
to this,
you.
because there's no reason you can't do this. Now, on the other side, you can do cola.
Yes.
I wouldn't recommend it personally. I'm not. I like an occasional Coca-Cola, but still.
This reminds me of something though, Chris, because when I was growing up, I want to say like late, mid to late 90s, there was this rumor floating around that the base, the main part of Dr. Pepper was prune juice.
Got no evidence of that. I've seen a lot of it in my research, but not a single person has said yes.
No, and why would, Dr. Pepper or whatever company owns Dr. Pepper now, I forget who, agree to, oh yeah, no, the base of this is prune juice, blah 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 blah. That's the natural flavors. Like, no way in hell. I just thought it was, pre-internet, when the internet became as big as it was, like rumors and memes and crap like that started going like crazy.
Crazy.
Clockwork,
They also
fire.
said Twinkies weren't baked.
Yeah,
They absolutely are.
how else do you make a baked good? No, of course they are. It's probably flash baked in an oven 1,000 at a time, but it's
Yeah,
still baked. Come on.
but but it, there is no prune juice in Dr. Pepper, as far as I can tell. I mean, I've seen in my research. This is funny. I went down the rabbit hole just a little bit, just to see what was there. I've had people add flavors to actual prune juice, carbonate it, dilute it, carbonate it, and try it. The reactions were unsatisfying. Let's call it that. When they drank this concoction, they said, "This will taste like, Dr. Pepper." And they took a slug that apparently was nothing like Dr. Pepper. Apparently, it was nothing like Dr. Pepper because they did not like it.
It
It was horrible.
I believe it. It amuses me the way that these kind of rumors circulated in the pre-internet era, because I remember the first person that told me that, and it's not the only person that's told me that. Number of people have told me that. The first person that told me that was the woman that was a cashier at the grocery store in her late teens, that was checking my mom out when she was getting me a case of Dr. Pepper, and I had to come with her because we were going to the grocery store right after church. Like,
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you right now, chances of Dr. Pepper having prunes in it is really, really low.
yeah, I can believe that. But hey, if you guys want to see us make and drink a prune mead on video, you're sick and I hate you, but
Us? Us? Wait, what? Okay, I'm in.
I'm
Fine.
farming engagement, Chris. I'm farming engagement. That's what
Okay, I'm in. I'm
we're
in.
mead influencers now. This is what we have to do.
Oh, we're media supervisors. Oh, I just been roped into something I'm gonna hate. Okay, but I will do
Wahaha.
it if you guys want.
If it sounds fun, we're down for it. Lord
Yeah,
knows we
I mean,
need
it probably won't kill me, but well, I'll give it a try. If this actually tastes good, I will beat you like a stepchild. Anyway, but yeah, there's just a lot of things out there you can do. If you want a Sprite-like, and again, you're gonna have to carbonate any of these. Get
Oh
yourself
yeah.
a SodaStream. Get yourself whatever you need. But if you want a Sprite, it's lemon and lime. Make a lemon lime syrup, or get syrups that are lemon and lime already made. They're out
Yeah. I don't
there.
know if they still carry them. I think they still do kind of in the back section over by the distilling stuff, but for the longest time, Bacchus used to carry little homemade soda bottles where you could get like the root beer essence or whatever, and it would make a 5 gallon, thing you just mix with like water and sugar and put in a keg.
And speaking of root beer, actually, I saw one recently came up. They're making a A&W root beer mead. Same guy made the Mountain Dew, and I'm not going to say you can't do it because apparently he accomplished it, and that's fine. I don't mind that. The point is, if you want a root beer mead, go to Boxes and Barleycorn or your local mead or wine house supplier. They
Homebrew
have,
store.
huh?
Homebrew store.
Homebrew store. Get root beer root. It's in a package. It's little bits of the root.
Sassafras, sarsaparilla, you can find it,
Yeah,
yes.
it's there. And if they don't have it, ask them about it. They'll probably get it for you. I know Bacchus has it. I have it in my house right now because I got it for my son. Make your mead. Put it in a bag. Drop it in secondary. Root beer mead. It's not half bad.
Well, and this is, I go through phases of my soda drinking. A lot of the time, I just don't drink soda in general. Or if I drink soda, it's like a special treat when I have to buy fast food. I'll have a soda with it kind of thing. Like, it's once a month is being,
Generous
yeah. But
or showing our age.
there are some times when it's like, oh, yeah, no. Yeah, especially like if I get one of those, okay, I've been drinking a little bit much. I need something that's flavorful around the house to drink that is not alcoholic so that I have an option so I can chill out.
That's why I
And
have tea.
yes, sometimes I reach for soda. And so I've been down a couple rabbit holes of, especially with root beer. And there are a bunch of different like approaches to root beer. Some people make like the more of a spicy root beer. Some people do like a little bit of a spearminty kind of a note to it. And that to me is an interesting thing to look at as a mead maker. If we're going to make root beer meads, what combination of those is pleasant, you know?
Have you ever heard of the Dirty Dr. Pepper?
I think so.
Yeah. I didn't do, I touched on this lightly, but I didn't go deep dive into it. Mostly what it is, you're adding a lactose to it or milk product to it for a dirty Dr.
Right.
Pepper.
I've heard of some people adding not coconut milk, but the coconut, like the thick coconut cream. And that sounds promising to me.
Well, that doesn't sound horrible. I'll jump right in on that. But if you want to have a more dirty Dr. Pepper mead, add lactose.
There you go.
And it's we have the tools, people. And if you have a well-stacked spice shelf and a little bit of creativity, you probably do a lot more than you think you can.
Yeah, and I think it occurs to me that we this massive soda industry got this way for a reason, because it's delivering on a flavor and a sugar content and an enjoyment that people get from it. They didn't get there overnight.
No.
They did a ton of experimentation. And so if we're going to turn, the soda inspired meads instead of soda made into meads,
Yeah.
a thing, we're probably going to have to do a little legwork here,
Yeah, and
whether
that,
it's just me and Chris or,
and or you join us if you want to come. I mean,
please do.
I'm not afraid of doing the legwork on this. I don't have the multi-million dollar lab to help me, but by the same token, I can get the honest flavors with honest ingredients.
Right.
I don't have to have the additives, preservatives, and things that most nutritionists and people tell you, don't drink that, don't eat that. They say, don't eat this certain thing with this certain compound in it. It's bad for you. I don't have, I can make that something roughly the flavor without making it with that.
Yeah.
And there's an option you can't either.
No, I think at this point, what we're lacking is the legwork to go, okay, well, we've got a good start. Maybe next time we do, a little less anise and a little bit more nutmeg, and let's use some Montmorency cherries instead of the Bing cherries kind of
Yeah.
thing,
I mean, I don't know what cherries you use, but they're like Bing cherry size and they're red. I don't know what they are. If any of you guys know, please by all means tell me.
Are they tart? Are they sweet? Give me a start
Yeah,
somewhere.
give me a direction at least, but am I afraid to jump in there and find out myself? Nope, I am not. Because the worst is going to happen, I'll have a meat that I will never share with anyone but myself. And I've done more than a few of those.
Same.
But anyway, so I'm that's why I wanted to wrap up with the episode, because I understand taking popular drinks, making them alcoholic. I get that. I really do. And I loved your idea about doing the oleosaccharum honey
Yeah. Oop.
idea. That's great.
And I, God, now I'm wondering if, like, hey, maybe I just need to have some oleosaccharum lemon and lime honey sitting around for my tea or
Yeah, and
whatever. Like,
you there's a grocery store just up the street, man.
yeah.
We could start this really damn quick. But yeah, but and you don't have to just with like the zest. You can put whole fruit in there, just mash it a little bit and run with it. I mean, there the ideas again, we've said this before, the ideas are pretty unlimited.
Oh yeah, no, this
And
is.
I see a place in our future we're going to be doing a lot of try this thing with us, see what you think.
I feel like that angle has been implicit, if not explicit, in that, hey, this is two friends. They're exploring their mead journey, becoming better mead makers. Come along and join the conversation with them. The subtext of that is, and hey, if you're interested in this, you're on your own mead journey. Tell us what you think
Yeah.
and share the experience with
And
us.
by all means, my coattails are a mile long and covered in Velcro. Join in. This is fun. And and I guarantee you, at some point you're gonna say, hey, try it this way. And I'm just gonna, dadgum, that worked much better. And I'll be happy to know it. So you think that's a good wrap for this show then?
I think we have covered all the points and then some, bud. So, yeah, thank you for kind of taking the lead on this with research wise
I
and
appreciate
bringing
it. I mean,
the.
again, I love research. That was a lot of fun, to be honest, because, going into both the mythology and the actual was entertaining at the very least,
Oh
man.
yeah, oh yeah. Well, and we've said a number of times before, like, hey, yeah, this one guy is making mead out of soda. Like, why do that? Just use the flavors. So
Yeah.
it's kind of nice to be able to be a, hey, well, now we're putting our money where our mouth is.
Yeah, and
Let's make this happen.
again, tell us if you want to see what we did. We're going to do this either way. If we have to do it twice to show you what we did, fine. I'm not. I've got more containment vessels for fermenting than I would like to admit. I will bring out a second one, but let us know, and because I think we can have a lot of fun with this.
I think so too.
So, and
And you know what we did not even touch on?
what?
Honey varietal selection.
Oh my gosh, that just opens a whole new can of
It
worms
really
there.
does, because that's not even we're not even talking about like the all the different flavors going into the Mountain Dew, let alone the Dr. Pepper, and then the honey on top of that.
Oh my God.
Woof.
I mean, spicy Mountain Dew, spicy Dr. Pepper. It can happen.
Hey, here's the other question. This is the question that I'm going to leave our audience with as we fade into the ether until next week. Do we aspire to be very similar to the soda we're basing off of, or do we aspire to exceed our enjoyment of the soda?
I'll let that go off in the ether. I know my answer already.
I think I do too.
Yeah, okay.
Good night, guys.
Good night, guys. Have a great day.